Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. You know, we take so much for granted, and one of them, I suppose, that we do really take for granted more than so much else is access to electricity. Something called rural electrification, simple access to a power socket. That once divided the haves from the have-nots in Texas, but of course that changed in the middle of the 20th century. LBJ made it part of his mission. But some parts of Texas are at the epicenter of today's divide, a gulf between those who have access to computers, to the internet, and those who don't. The Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas found the two metropolitan areas in the country with the lowest broadband access are in the Rio Grande Valley. Reynaldo Llanos Jr. reports now that those most affected by this digital divide may be students in the valley, especially those from low-income families.
Selene Moreno is a senior at Benito Juarez Abraham Lincoln High School in La Jolla, Texas. She's looking forward to graduation.
Well, I'm planning to become a physical therapist after I graduate from high school, and I'm planning on going to Texas A&M.
Moreno is petite and soft-spoken. She's also ambitious, taking college courses and a bunch of AP classes. That can be especially difficult because she doesn't have internet access at home.
But I do have a cell phone that has internet, but sometimes it's really slow and it's hard to catch up because it takes time to get it done, and I wish like I had fast internet so to get it done faster.
She often finds herself having to work on projects until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, I remember one time I stayed up to cry. I worked through my tears to stay up late, and sometimes I would come sleepless to school and I wouldn't be able to concentrate the next day.
Moreno's story isn't unique. Clem Garza is La Jolla ISD's Director of Instructional Resources and Technology.
There's parents that take lawn chairs outside a campus so they can access the web. There's students that sit outside on the, you know, by the fence on the grass so they can access the web to do homework. And that just to me is like, that tugged at me, and that visual just never, it never left my mind.
So Garza came up with a plan.
We equipped the buses with routers and antennas so that our students are able to access internet on the school buses.
Only 2 of the district's buses have internet access right now. The cost of doing that, a little more than $4,000, but this is not an out-of-pocket expense for the district. Verizon and other businesses are paying for it.
Shay's Rebellion. Very good, Joe. Shay's Rebellion.
Juarez Lincoln High School teacher Karim Briseño says the program can also help teachers. She says it could help them feel better about assigning projects that require internet access, because though most families don't have the internet at home, kids do ride the bus.
And if they spend that much time, from 30 to 45 minutes on the bus, I'm pretty sure they can use that time in order for them to do research, homework, communicate with the teachers, questions that they might have.
Briseño only hopes the program will soon be accessible to more students.
I think every bus should have Wi-Fi.
An expansion is in the works, but first, La Jolla ISD needs to look at the data from the pilot program. Again, Technology Director Clem Garza.
How many users logged on? What types of sites? Not necessarily individual sites, but like say, how many educational sites were accessed? How many social sites were accessed? We're able to use that. And then to see, you know, are they mainly streaming? Are they downloading, uploading? You know, what are the students doing?
Garza says that information will go to the school board, and it'll be up to the board to implement the program. One thing that will help her case, Garza has already found funding for 20 of the 261 buses in the district. In La Jolla, I'm Reynaldo Llanos Jr. for the Texas Standard.